Hello and welcome to TrivWiz the Pod. I'm John Armstrong and I am going to be your host today. We're going to be talking about laughter. Things are starting to open up in the world again. We're starting to go back to what they're going to call normal here in at least the United States, in many states anyway. And for some of us out there, that's going to be a little bit stressful because there's just so much unknown, right? There's not a ton of information relative to how scary this virus is. There's not a ton of assurance that things are going to be okay. And we need a release because, like it or not, at this point, we are kind of transitioning into trying to get back to normal, right? So if you're looking for that release, if you're looking for a way to boost yourself in a lot of ways, probably the best way to do that at no expense to yourself is laughter. A lot of research has been done into laughter over the past few years. Some of it was, to me, even very exciting and surprising and in a lot of good ways. For instance, laughter enhances your T cells, which is at the core of your adaptive immunity. That means laughter literally helps your immune system to adapt to new stimulus, to become stronger, to help you live a better and healthier life. Laughter is at the core of improving your immune system, just like taking vitamins would be. This part really got me. This was really shocking to me. I was pretty sure that laughter, you know, improves your mental and physical health. That makes a lot of sense. I couldn't deny that I don't feel better when I'm laughing a lot. But it actually will provide pain relief, improve positive emotions, regulate stress, disengage from distress, and improve interpersonal communications. The improvement of interpersonal communications alone, or the creation of a community, has been shown by studies to create, you know, things that relieve depression in the brain. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to get into a bunch of chemical names. But the point is, having a community, having a joyful community, one that involves a lot of laughter, is making you a healthier person, not just mentally, but actually physically at the exact same time. Isn't that incredible? Isn't it incredible that we have just stuff wired into us, machinations wired into us that are, you wouldn't even expect, something like laughing, that improve your health, that are just there for that purpose, but it gets better. There's still more. Don't you worry. There's a lot of impetus on cleaning right now. We're being asked to wash our hands. We're being asked to take extra showers, to wash our clothes more frequently. If you will be going back to the workforce in a way that you interact with the public, you're probably going to be asked to do stuff like remove your clothes before you enter your home, especially if you're living with people who have compromised immune systems or the elderly, people who are, you know, at a greater risk. And laughter is actually cleansing to the body as well. Just take a look at this. It's a cleansing sort of feeling that impacts us both physically and emotionally. Most people feel really good after laughing. In fact, many people report that they feel like a weight has been lifted. And at a time when so much is weighing down on us, it can be very therapeutic to engage some good-natured humor. It absolutely can. It absolutely can. It's a tough world. It always has been. Maybe it's a little bit tougher now for some of us than it has been in previous times. You have to take care of yourself. You have to be the one doing that. You have to be the one creating situations where you can laugh. And those aren't quite as easy when we can't get together with friends. Maybe there's going to be a little bit more of that in the near future. That is something we can obviously all look forward to. But there are resources out there to help you laugh. Obviously, Netflix, for those of you who have Netflix, has a litany of stand-up comedy. Just a ton of it. Some of it sucks, but a lot of it's really good. So definitely go out there and check that out. Lots of humorous podcasts on the net. I know this isn't one that really shoots for humor very often, but there's a few more on this very network, like FU He's My Dad, who is solely based on trying to make you laugh. The Sideline Sportscast, if you're kind of more of a sports fan, has a very definite comedy to lean towards it. Take a look at some podcasts out there. TikTok is kind of taking over the world in terms of social media, people doing dances, people making funny videos. It's the new Vine for those of us who remember Vine. There's a lot of ways to engage and to find yourself something to laugh at. And like I said, I hope a lot of us are going to get to see our friends a little bit more here soon, get to spend a little bit more time with family, get to tell some stories. A lot of humorous stuff has taken place just in the human adaptation to staying at home all the time. I'm sure there are tons of people in your life who have some really kooky stories of what it was like for them to transition from normal life to the quarantine. So reach out, definitely talk to some people, definitely watch some Netflix specials, definitely, you know, go out of your way because you deserve it. Go out of your way to make yourself laugh. I will personally really appreciate it on my own behalf and on behalf of Trivial Wisdom the Pod and on behalf of Trivial Wisdom the Network. Thank you for tuning in to the Trivial Wisdom Pod on the Trivial Wisdom Media Network. If you can, we'd appreciate it if you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out our other podcasts, Sideline Sportscast, FU He's My Dad. They're solid. They're out there, guys. Music is Jump Up by Purple Planet. We hope you'll all join us on Mondays and Fridays for your feel-good pick-me-up. And no matter what, have a great and laugh-filled day. I'm John Armstrong. We'll see you next time.